it for me. I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary with them.
How important is it to just, last year you guys didn't really put the pedal on the gas till late, obviously after the Washington loss. How important is it not to get into that? So far you've been ascending, as Tom, he likes to use that word.
I think we were 5-2 or 6-2 last year.
How important is it to keep that going, though, and not put yourselves in those stressful situations in week 14?
We don't want to be in that situation, but there's a lot of games to play from now until then. So, we just got to take it one game at a time. We can't, fast forward and know what our record is going to be. Mm-hmm. So our next important game is this one in Dallas on Sunday.
Is there a danger? Ahmad's obviously a very emotional guy. Is there a danger of crossing the line with the player in terms of distraction? In terms of, yelling, and it seemed like he exchanged some words with Coughlin and had a thing with Cruz.
I think everybody kind of gets emotional during the course of the game. So I think maybe just because he's Ahmad Bradshaw, I think people see that more often. But it comes with the territory. I think a lot of times when we're playing in games, guys can get emotional and we'll yell, but we're all there for the same reason. We're all there on the same side for the same cause. So I don't think there's any danger, not in this team, that something can cause the team to unravel or anything like that. I think that it's becoming overblown.
Why do you think, you said because he's a Ahmad Bradshaw, people notice it more?
Well, I mean, because he's a high-profile guy. He's a starting running back for the New York Giants. So, if he's yelling, I think that draws more attention than if I'm yelling also. I think if we're both yelling on the sideline, chances are that you guys will pick up Ahmad Bradshaw rather than Kevin Booth yelling on the sideline.
So, were you yelling
at Coughlin?
I yell at everybody. I'm a hothead out there.
He said that you guys kind of knew going into the game it might be hard to run on them. They might
They're a tough team. They're very well coached, and we knew things weren't going to come easy. So, and as yesterday showed, it wasn't an easy game for us, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy going into it. But we were very fortunate enough to come out with the win.
They run a defense similar to Frisco. I mean, why were you so successful against Frisco when it's almost the same defense?
I think you look at the San Francisco game, we were up 20 points at the end of the game, so we were able to just kind of run the ball. This game was pretty much in doubt up until the end, so, different circumstances call for different plays, so, you couldn't just become a four-minute offense at that point. You're still playing to win the game, so I think that under different circumstances, maybe we have different results, but the game is very much in doubt, so you have to do what you have to do to get yards and get points ultimately.